Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkclinic.com.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got me, Kevin Hagelin. We have Corey Majors.
I am still the IT extraordinaire that I always was before, Kevin. I just wanted to point that I rebooted Derek's computer. It works now.
Always good to have a backup prayer just in case. Yes. We have Mike Bassick with us. We have Joey Erickson, who, if we don't get our bay bit up today, is going to be mad at all of us. And joining us is Derek Holland. He will be here for the whole show. Gentlemen, welcome.
Hello.
Dude, I am stoked to be
here
today.
That's not the energy you need right now, Derek.
Yeah, sorry. Did you inject that coffee into your veins or no?
I just started drinking.
Chug it! Chug the coffee, Derek.
I will not do that.
Okay.
All right, so what we need to do is, if you're interested in bidding, 877-881-1053 for Sunday's event. Jared Sandler swinging for a cause. The bays are sold out at the Topgolf, but you can win the K&C Bay, which will also include Taylor Hearn and Brad Leland, a.k.a. Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights.
Minka Kelly's dad
from that show. Yes, and I'll bring my baby out there baby Noah.
Do you think he knows what Minka Kelly's up to now? Like, does he have some stories? Like, oh, she went off to college and she got her degree.
I talked to Jared Sandler last night about that, and I really asked questions like that. And he said that he does still, like, text or just...
Really?
Yeah, because they're friends from acting together for years.
Awesome.
I just want to be there when Corey is like, hey, did you think Minka Kelly had fat ankles?
I didn't say ankles.
Yeah, you did.
I said they were a little thicker.
Ankles.
I didn't know. They're just thicker. And you know what? I've seen recent pictures. She fixed it.
And her ankles are smaller.
She's worked on her ankles.
I don't know what she did, but she
really
it,
cleaned them up.
Yeah.
She had plastic surgery on her ankles.
Somebody does that.
Maybe I need help, Doc. They're too.
I guarantee you, those Kardashians have plastic surgery to everything.
You think so?
Yeah, that
built
is
like
probably
a Barbie.
True.
Even their fingertips.
Yep.
Huh.
Whatever you can do to alter,
they can't feel anything. Okay. No.
All right.
So what I was going to say is we're losing to both G-Bag and Sean and RJ.
Bid.
Starting
What's wrong
bid,
with you?
Starting bid for our bay is $1,000. If you want to call in, 877-881-1053. The bay that is going to be the most fun is going to be ours. Even Derek is jealous that he's not going to directly be in our bay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I was literally, obviously I do the show with you guys. I don't do it with them. So what's going on here? Why am I over there? But you know what? I'll make my way over there.
Okay.
I'll come say hello.
So
we all walk
guest.
Around everywhere.
Yes, absolutely.
Just bid on our bay. Why don't you?
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'd like $1,400 just to show Sean and RJ and Bobby Belt who the real men are up here.
Okay. All right, 877-881-1053 if you want to call in if you're interested in bidding. Now, we are going to start with, you know what? Go ahead and fire off cut number six, why don't you?
Luka doubled, Finney Smith for the lead of three. Timeout taken, and Dallas has gone up by two with 16.8 to go.
Now, the Mavericks able to overcome the scheduled loss, as Mike calls these, is...
Yes, I didn't know teams could play good on back-to-back games.
Yes, your takeaway from the game, your takeaway from the continued hotness of Tim Hardaway Jr.
You got to ride that heater. And he, right now, I talked about him for years now, being in Texas Ranger baseball terms, our Joey Gallo. There's going to be moments where this guy is awesome. and you just got to ride it. You got to make sure that you're getting him the ball in pretty good situations, and he's going to be Drano for I don't know how many games in a row. Hopefully,
this is three now, yes. Right?
Yeah, and hopefully there's another at least three more games where he stays this hot. But he's going to get really cold again, probably not as cold as he started, right? He's like, right now he's extreme hot, and to start the year he was extreme cold. You want a little bit more in the middle, but this is who he is. You got to ride the highs and deal with the lows, because that's who Tim Hardaway Jr. is as a player. Another thing I got to say here is I just loved how hard the Mavericks played for 48 minutes. You'll find wins in this league if you just play that hard. And maybe, like what Jason Kidd said, we can't play that hard for 82 games. Sure. And we're not going to play that hard to start the year. As you kind of build into the season and you build into hopefully your climax and being your best at the end of the year. But I just, if they would have played like they've played all year, that's a definite L. But the way that they played, how hard they played, got them a victory.
I agree with that, too. I also think a thing that stands out, too, with obviously, you talk about Timmy. Don't forget about Dorian. He did good, too. 19 points. Are you guys okay
that
with
that three-pointer right there?
Yeah, a big three-pointer. The other thing, too, is there was a stat, and I can't remember exactly what it is, so somebody might be able to bring it up. When Lucas scores under 30 points, the Mavs are atrocious.
Yes, I believe they were...
That was their first win of the year.
0-6?
Okay, so there you go. That changes everything, too. He still had a triple-double. Now, granted, me and Mike were talking about, too, he was pretty bad those last few minutes of the game, not knowing which uniform we were wearing.
And the shooting, yeah.
But, I mean, that was... I just thought it was a very good game. I mean, you're riding a streak. You know, you got three games, three good opponents. That stands out, too. I feel like maybe this is that... We're turning that corner now. Now we're going to start seeing what we had saw last year. We're starting to turn the corner and get our momentum and start playing Mavs basketball again.
The other thing is, I don't know how much stock you put in these kind of splits, but... That is now two road wins in a row for what was the second worst road team in the league, because you won at the Garden that we talked about, and now you won at the Nuggets. They were 1-8 on the road, which I think was only ahead of the Magic, and it was just bad, bad, bad. And so step in the right direction across the board. Now, what I was curious about is, because I was kind of reading about this, something from the Dallas Morning News, is we're past the quarter mark of the season, rapidly approaching a third of the way through the season, is tossing out some grades for some of these players or the team in general thus far. Is it cross the board A's for Luka? Are you going A plus, A minus? Where are you at for your individualistic grade for Luka?
I'll give it an A. I won't go plus. Just because I feel like there's a little bit more there. For example, things that he can improve on. Complaining to the refs. I don't know if that's ever going to change. But I would love for him not to complain to the refs as much. Another one is when you turn the ball over, especially late in the game, you got to get back on defense, man. Like, yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody turns over the basketball. So there's like these little things that he can do. I think his defense has improved. Offensively, he's the best offensive player in the game. But I just look at... just a few small things, kind of a little bit more mental and maybe a hair more hustle,
right,
would take him to 100 out of 100.
With what you were just saying, too, do you ever think, because you could combine the two, him complaining to the refs causes him not to be back on defense.
Oh, if for you sure. So,
and I trust me, I love Luka. He's unbelievable, but it's the thing that sucks is you complain so much and then you get caught being at the other end of the court, and it's like, all right, now we're 5-on-4.
That is the number one thing that bothers me. It's more than the complaining after the foul when the ball is dead. It's, and we've talked about this, and everybody's right. Luka is great, no doubt. Oh, yeah. I give him an A, but it's seeing back-to-back possessions of 4-on-5 because he's dragging to tell the ref why he missed the call. Like, I always wonder, what do you think is going to happen in that instance? He's going to blow the whistle and be like, you know what, you're right. I'm going to go ahead and call that foul. Even though the ball is moved down the other way, I'm going to go ahead and retroactively call that foul. Like, that's never going to happen.
Have you ever watched Christian Wood?
It just doesn't.
Maybe one day it'll work.
All right, the day that it does, I will back off of that criticism.
We were wrong. That really was a foul. As a matter of fact, we're going to go talk to Major League Baseball referees and umpires and tell them that they're calling balls and strikes wrong.
Have you ever watched how Christian Wood handles the whole referee situation?
I guess I haven't, like, really focused in on that.
The only reason why I could say I do it is, obviously, I got season tickets. I'm there. Whoa. So I see it all the time.
Does he ask the refs, why do you think I don't play more in the fourth quarter?
I don't know about that.
Okay.
But he legit will talk to them, and then once they, you know, say whatever it is, okay, he walks off. He's done. He doesn't spend a whole lot of time there. And I feel bad for, you know, a guy like Dinwiddie. He obviously made the comment about the ref, so now it's like he does have the target on his back. And he still even handles it pretty well. He'll say a few things to him, and then he just goes. He gets his piece. Lucas stays there too long, and all you're doing is hurting yourself, and you're putting yourself at risk of getting a technical because these refs, the refs definitely want to give you the technical. I mean, they're not afraid to do it to Luca.
What about Christian Wood? What individual grade would you give him, and do you factor in some things that you believe are out of his control, or do you think his lack of playing time down the stretch in certain instances is because of his control?
I'll give him a B. He can't control if he plays the last 5 minutes of games or not. He's not going to. Jason Kidd is not going to do that. So I'm living with it. I'm okay with it. I'm going to trust Jason Kidd in this. I'm not crazy about it, but hey, he can't play the last. He can't put himself in. That's the coach's decision. But what he's doing off the bench, he's giving you instant offense almost every night. Last night was he 6 of 7, I believe, from the field. You can't do much better than that. I get he makes defensive mistakes.
He does.
Other people do too. They just don't pay for it the way that Christian Wood pays for it from the coaching staff. And I don't know all the rotations. I don't know everything that's going into why they think Christian Wood is horrible on defense. And the other guys, when they make mistakes, it was just a mistake. So I give him a B. I don't know why I can't give him an A. It's just, I guess he's not impacting as much. I thought he would be 20-10 and our second best player, and he's not. Part of it maybe is him. The other part of it is the coaching staff, and he can't control that.
But this is different. You know, I don't think anybody's ever experienced anything like what Jason Kidd's doing. He's like, we're 20 games in, we're learning about our team.
Right.
What if he's just seeing how guys handle adversity and handle some of this stuff early in the season?
That is the hope I've clung to.
Me too. I think that's where I kind of am, is he doesn't know Christian Wood. So he's like, all right, I got to figure this guy out a little bit, what makes him tick. And then maybe I'm going to give it more time because that's my only option. And maybe he learns that this guy buckles under pressure and I can't use him then. Maybe he learns, you know what, this guy stands up in those times. He's going to come in handy whenever it matters the most.
But
at some point,
he didn't know anybody on the team last year,
and they were pretty much the same going into.
Right, I mean, he didn't have Reggie Bullock was signed, or don't know. Like, do you think that's what he's doing to kind of contradict your statement here? Do you think that's what he's doing to JaVale McGee? JaVale McGee's actually going to be in the rotation. He's just now putting a 35-year-old through the test of his mental, Olympics.
Well, I thought they said. I think you said it last time, Kevin. Was he they're waiting to use JaVale towards the end of the year?
That's what Nico said.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
He wants them to have legs.
I think they could both be missing out on time for different reasons. I think JaVale McGee might be a matter of, with all due respect to Nico, and he might be right, it might be a matter of what they're seeing is they're like, that's just not good enough. And I am hopeful that they're breaking Christian Wood down to rebuild him in their image because they think he could be great. However, in this moment, I'm going to give Christian Wood a B- because the buzz continues that some of this is in his control. Maybe some of the off-the-court stuff he needs to make sure he's gelling and fitting in with the team.
So you're talking like practice and stuff
like
that. Yeah. Okay.
And so I think some of it. I'm not saying it's all on him, but I'm saying maybe some of it is. So B- with obviously room to improve, because the flashes we've seen, you're like, oh my God, Luka and Christian Wood together look spectacular.
And you can't change your first impression. And his first impression, it sounds like, to the coaching staff and teammates might not be the best. That's not going to change. They have a negative perception about him, and it's very tough to change that in the next 4 to 5 months. It can be changed. But if there is a negative perception from the coaching staff, which, look, actions speak louder than words. There is. They don't play him in the last 5 minutes of basketball games. If the players feel the same way, let's just say you're Luka, Dinwiddie, major players on the team, it can change. But it is, you know, Derek, being on a team, if you get after a fourth of the season, you're like, this dude's a D, you know? Like, it's tough for that to change. You hope that it changes, and you maybe try to make it change. But it is tough if your first impression is, I don't really like this.
Yeah, that makes it hard to do that. But I was going to say, with the grading, I was going to give him a B just because I feel like he's excelled big time. Because remember, he came from Houston. They always talk about he comes from a losing team.
Yep.
And as soon as he got in here, he kind of outshined right away. You know, we were always talking about, man, we need to get him more playing time. We need to get him this. And every time he does get the opportunity, he does come out there and score for us and put up the points. I would say the thing that's kind of holding him back is we need more from him on the defensive side.
Yeah.
He needs to improve there big time.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Just wanted to give people a reminder about Swinging for a Cause this weekend. The shows, they're doing a heck of a job. G-Bag, their bay is at $1,200. That's really good.
Yeah, but what about ours?
Sean and RJ, they're doing even better. Theirs is at $1,300. And, I mean, that's also really good.
Yes. Good.
But
ours was at zero.
The KNC Masterpiece, it's still at zero, and then another zero, and then another zero. And in front of those three zeros, you can put a two on there.
What?
So
we are the real men.
KNC Masterpiece Bay.
Huevos Rancheros.
Is now up to $2,000.
You have
a bid.
Oh, my wife doesn't want me saying
that.
That is going to defeat that. 877-881-1053. If you have a bid that you think you can do better than that for what will undoubtedly be the most fun and most engaged bay during the Swinging for Cause event on Sunday, feel free to call in. But yeah, high mark right now for KNC, $2,000. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3
right
The Fan.
Say it.
Say it.
And
say
we're
it.
Beating all of the other shows.
No,
all
no,
right?
no. You say it now.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Why?
Because it's stupid. Coming up
because
next.
Because he said it's stupid, you know what he just did? Snap! You snapped me. You snapped me.
Man. Coming up next.
Hey, by the way, I'm requesting Steve DeBerg next year in our.
God, that would
be
amazing.
Appreciate it.
Let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Speck. Okay, next year we'll shoot for Steve DeBerg, Derek Holland, and Minka Kelly in our bay, and it'll be incredible. Coming up next, we will talk with our Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on your Champions of Bidding, 105.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Under 8 minutes to go in the second period. Side of the net. In the blue paint. Tavares looking for it. Bunting has it. Couldn't tee it up. Eventually a shot. Score! There it is. The D pair that has been terrific tonight lights the lamp. and it is a 3-0 Toronto lead.
Unfortunately, there were not any positive Stars highlights that we could play from that, at least offensively, unless you appreciate, like, hustle plays and stuff.
I do.
Okay, well,
find a hustle play, Joey.
That's on Joey for not finding the hustle play coming out of that. So the Stars lose to the Maple Leafs 4-0 in a game that was sad for a variety of reasons. Did you know?
Toronto's good.
Okay.
Looked up their numbers.
Joey, I'm going to try to dazzle you with a hockey fact. Did you know that this was the first game in NHL history to feature two players currently on an 18-point or longer scoring streak?
I may have known that.
Damn it.
Leody Tavares, heard it in the highlights.
No, it's not Leody Tavares.
Joey texted it to us yesterday in the group chat.
What?
Oh, it's the one without Kevin.
Oh, man, that is hurtful. Well, obviously, with no goals, you could figure this out. Jason Robertson's streak ended.
It also
ended against his brother's team.
Oh.
So his brother plays for the Maple Leafs, so that's probably also hurtful. And then stupid Mitch Marner, he had an assist. And so his point streak is now up to 20 straight games.
How are we ever going to fix this team, man?
I don't understand. No. I'm not.
We're not the Ducks.
That is true. And I'm not saying you have to fix this team.
They lost.
Okay. But
the score was not indicative of the way they played, though.
They lost, though.
See, look at him.
4-0.
Look at him hyping up the hustle plays.
So when you lose, everything's wrong. And so we need to fix the team.
Okay. So you would not give credit to Matt Murray for shutting down the shot onslaught for the Stars. Would they have like 44?
Yeah. I saw that he had the most saves above goals expected since that like stat's been like recorded. It was like upwards of like 5.6 or something. It was unreal.
So
the guy played the game of his life.
Corey, if we go off of RJ's numbers, we won this game 5.6 to 3, because one of those was an empty net, right? Mm-hmm. So we really won this game 5.6 to 3 on the computer.
Boom.
You heard him say boom. Does that
I
help
appreciate
you out
the
at
boom.
All?
That's impressive. I do appreciate that. But when you lose, Kevin, I mean, as we know, you're not a winner. Mike said that on many occasions. What are you when you're a loser?
Okay.
You lose. When you lose, you're a loser.
True. Okay.
Stars have to fix it. So basically, Kevin.
It's actually a quote from Larry Bird.
Okay.
But I took it.
Just make your shots. That's what we can work on, Kevin. Mm-hmm. We can go back and say, could we have made better shots? As opposed to giving the goalie credit for what he accomplished last night.
Now, this is a big day for Joey, because what is Joey's nickname, Corey?
The Jet.
The Jet. Do you know, with this loss and what Winnipeg did, Winnipeg has now moved into a tie for first place, but realistically, Winnipeg is in first place because they have two games in hand on the Stars. So do you think that Joey is super pumped about that today?
Actually, I think didn't we change his nickname to Joey the Fan? Because the reason he was the Jet is because he played on a team called the Jets. Now he's on a team called the Fan, where we are teammates with listeners as well.
Did he change his Twitter handle?
Oh,
I have not.
I think we got Carter to change his Twitter handle once.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Do you have the blue check right now?
I do not.
Okay.
I mean, you could just buy it.
But if you have it and then you change your handle. But if you don't have it and you change your handle, that's fine. So I just didn't want it him to lose his blue check. Also, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that follow him, and I don't want them to be confused when they're like, who is this guy, Joey the Fan?
Okay.
You know? Although it really is kind of a cool bit. I like that a lot, Joey the Fan.
All right. I'm going to let you sort that out. We're going to talk with Mickey Spagnuolo in just a minute, but we were oddly enough talking about Peyton Manning before the show started.
I've heard of him.
Did you see the story about Randy Moss saying the reason why he didn't play with Peyton Manning is because Peyton Manning can't show up on time?
I was watching the Manning cast some on the plane, and I saw Randy Moss on it, but then when they went to commercial break, I watched WWE wrestling.
Yes! What were your takeaways from that?
There are three girls that wrestled, and
ooh.
Becky didn't wrestle, but she talked trash for a long time.
Rhea Ripley, the gal we got the autograph of? Yeah. She has like dark clothes and shorter hair.
Yeah, and she colors it purple some.
Yes.
And then there was a lady who wears a mask.
Asuka.
Yeah, she got pinned. And then there was a lady who might not, she's a beast. And she has black lipstick and black hair.
That is Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley's strong.
All right, yeah. But you want to talk about the Manning and Randy Moss thing, I'm guessing.
All right, who can't show up on time?
Peyton Manning.
This is interesting to me. Derek, have you ever had a problem showing up on time for stuff?
Yeah.
You really?
It's weird. Baseball related, I was always early. But if it comes to, like, you know, we got to meet somewhere or something like that, I'm usually pushing the envelope.
Oh, my God. And, Kevin, you like to show up exactly on time.
That's right.
But like, I'm always early here.
Yeah. No, you are. You absolutely are. I was... Be 15 minutes early or you're late. Like, that was the approach to the thing was be 15 minutes early. And my reasoning, Kevin, was one time I was driving. Like, I was like, I'll be fine.
Right.
I was driving to a football game to get prepared for it. And a freaking train was stopped on the tracks in front of me. And I was late. And therefore, I was not able to perform at halftime.
Mm.
And I was furious. So that's how I've lived my life ever since. Peyton Manning can't show up on time? No wonder he couldn't beat the Patriots back in the day.
So Peyton Manning said he left his girlfriend's at 3 in the morning so he could get back, now his wife.
Okay.
So he could get back to Knoxville in time for Randy Moss's visit. But he didn't make it in time. And everybody was like, hey, Peyton Manning is driving up just to see you. And Randy Moss was like, well, yeah, if he really wants to see me, why isn't he on time?
Facts.
So
I like that call out.
Yeah. So he did not end up going to Tennessee. He ended up going to, you know, a variety of different schools. He ended up going to Notre Dame instead. And then he transferred to Florida State. And then he ended up at Marshall, which is where he thrived and had an incredible career. But could it have all changed? And he could have been at Tennessee if Peyton Manning could have left a little bit earlier.
Man. Maybe so. Maybe he would have. Man, how awesome would that have been in college to watch those two together at that point? That would have been amazing.
And then there's no way the Cowboys would have passed over him, right?
Because Manning would have made sure he never got in any sort of trouble in college. Because Peyton Manning never got in any trouble that people found out about.
I mean, there was one thing that happened. We might have to talk about that a little bit more later.
Nobody talks about that very much.
That kind of
slides under the rug.
All right, right now, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good rainy morning to you guys.
Indeed. Did you also know that Randy Moss was originally wanting to go to Tennessee so he could play with Peyton Manning until Peyton Manning couldn't show up on time for his recruiting visit?
Oh, so he's got chips all over his shoulders.
Man.
And Anthony Brown.
So true.
He wanted to come here.
Exactly.
And he got mad at the Cowboys, even though 20 other teams passed on him.
I'm still kind of sad about that. All right. So the Cowboys picked up Mackenzie Alexander to their practice squad. Is this just a depth move, or what are your thoughts about this?
Well, we'll see, you know, where it goes. You know, a lot of times when you pick up a guy like that until you figure out, you know, how soon he'd be able to play, you put him on the practice squad. And then he doesn't count against your 53, right? So, depth, but, you know, you needed to bring in at least another corner for practice purposes, if nothing else. So, I think it's more of a depth move than whatever else you want to read into it.
Mickey, is this? I'm kind of curious about the Texans' defense and how best to approach them, because Stingley, who is, I think, questionable still, he's been really good, like as expected. And Jalen Petrie's been really good as expected as well. Is this one of those games where you're like, we're just going to stick to our run and maybe we don't just try and throw it all over the place?
No, I think you do both.
I
think this team is so balanced that I don't know that you just go into a game and say, all we're going to do is run because they got a really good cornerback, right? Teams don't come in against the Cowboys and, you know, see, you know, the secondary they have and and just say, well, we're going to run. You saw the Colts trying to throw. Now, it didn't work out very well, did it?
No, it didn't.
I just think you adjust. I mean, you see what the defense is trying to take away, and then you counter that. But, yeah, I mean, how many games have they won?
One.
Yeah. How many points have they scored? I just saw this.
Well, they like brought back Davis Mills, so you better watch.
Better watch out. They can boost that 15.7 point a game average.
Wow, man.
15.
That's really
man. Awesome. Who did they beat?
That's great. You know what?
It was Jacksonville.
Right?
Mike's Trevor Lawrence team.
Thanks a lot, T-Law.
That's a good one, Mike. I had left their stats upstairs when I ran down.
I remember.
Like, oh, they beat Jacksonville.
And see,
okay. And
I'm trying to convince Mike that tomorrow we should have a segment. What threats do the Texans present? And when they have the longest losing streak of the NFL, the worst point differential, the worst record, it's not going well in terms of finding a variety of things to convince Mike that this game could be a threat.
Yeah, it's like, I think in games like this, you just worry about yourself, mostly, right? Yeah, you know, obviously you have a game plan and you try to pick and choose what you can do and what you shouldn't do. But again, just take care of yourself. You know, much like this last game against the Colts, had the Cowboys take care of themselves early in the game instead of basically handing them 13 points, you know, you would have never gotten to 21-19 going into the fourth quarter.
Mickey, I'm right with you there, because the one note I made that bothered me from that game is three and outs on the first offensive drive of the first and second half, and how that could set a negative tone. Like, I know in the end it didn't end up mattering, but like those two drives specifically, the three and out to start the game and the three and out to start the second half, that's always kind of frustrating.
Well, here's what bothered me. You go for it on fourth down in your own territory and you don't get it, right?
Yeah.
And then basically you handed them a field goal attempt and they made it. Gave up, what was it, a 45-yard pass down into, what, inside the 10 or wherever it was. And it was basically a one-play touchdown, because then you only had to go 10, 15 yards to score. And then you turned the ball over and gave him another field goal. So that's 13 points.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they got to count out, because that's what happened against the Giants. They did the same thing. They handed the Giants points early, and all of a sudden they looked up, and it's like, oh, we're losing. And they got to quit doing that. You know, Dak talked about it after the game, saying, you know, we keep shooting ourselves in both feet. And they've been good enough to overcome those against those types of teams. But a lot of times when you're playing better teams and you hand better teams points like that, you know, doing them a favor, it's harder to overcome. And so that kind of shows you the resiliency of this team against those types of teams. But you got to cut that out. You can't just keep handing team points and think, okay, well, that's all right. And, you know, and even though we had 13 penalties, we can overcome that. And they have. But I certainly wouldn't make a regular practice of trying to do that.
Appreciate it very much, good sir. We will catch you again tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
There you go. Mickey Spagnola from DallasCowboys.com.
You sounded like you like just looked at your schedule and were like, oh, he is going to be on with us tomorrow.
Well,
like you sounded surprised.
No, because what I thought was going over times on air, and I was like, that feels like an off-air conversation, so I was like, let's just cut it at tomorrow. Coming up next, we will have Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bacsik and Derek Holland.
Number 4 and Aaron Judge next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And Watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. The high bid for our bay at Jared Sandler's event this weekend is $2,000. So thank you very much. If you think you can do better than that, I bet you can. 877-881-1053. That's my Corey motivation of the day. If you want to call in and you can do better than $2,000.
I'd like to see you try.
But right now, it's time for Baseball Nuggets with Mike Bassick and Derek Holland.
All right, so I love this song here, Joey. Obviously, we're playing the Edwin Diaz, which he's not. He uses this as his closer song.
No, this is Edwin Diaz playing.
I wonder this. How much money would it cost to start asking artists to create your own entry song or walk-up song?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you're having to choose from, and I get it, popular songs, and that does help out, that when you play a popular song in the building that has energy to it, that people get excited that you're either coming up to bat. I do think it's best when you are a relief pitcher, especially one of those late-inning guys. That's when the crowd can really get into it. But I just wonder if you could ever pay an artist.
For sure.
I know this is old for me, but like Carlos Santana to do some sort of like, you know,
wrestling,
or Mel Allen to play This Week in Baseball.
Wrestling has done that. Yeah. So I'm sure you can.
I take wrestler songs and use them.
Yeah. Let's make this happen, people.
Just saying.
Big news of the morning, Aaron Judge signs a 9-year, $360 million contract. Obviously, that's $40 million a year. He turned down, at this time last year, 7 years, $213 million. So approximately $30 million a year. So he made $10 million more a year and added 2 years to that. So pretty unbelievable deal for Aaron Judge.
You get to see the good and the bad of betting on yourself, right? Like, unfortunately, Joey Gallo bet on himself and it didn't work out,
right?
But Aaron Judge bets on himself and he gets $143 million more. Did you see how that like last bit of negotiation supposedly went?
I saw that he was flying to San Diego, that he was going to choose between the Giants, the Padres, and the Yankees, and the Yankees said kind of almost, please don't do it. What do you want? We'll just give you what you want.
Okay, so word was circulating that the Padres would go $400 million.
Because they lost Trey Turner.
Exactly. And then the Yankees team thought, though this is not confirmed, that they thought that the Giants would eventually get to $400 million. And they got on the phone with Aaron Judge and said, do you want to still be a Yankee? And he said, I do, but I need that 9th year. And they said, done. Like that, yeah. Those are the, I've seen multiple rumblings that is what happened.
I do, go ahead.
That was me, sorry. I also think, too, the money factor plays big time when it comes to California and New York. You know, he was, I'm not going to say he guaranteed that it was going to be this way, but whatever it was that they offered, so for instance, let's say San Francisco had offered 360 as well. All he had to do was tell the Yankees, if you offer this exact same deal, I will go to you guys. Because the tax bracket there, California is outrageous when it comes to that. So he's going to want to make the most money he can with his contracts.
I looked this up, and I'm still not 100% sure. I think you might be better at this than I am, Kevin, is I believe you have to pay 13% more in California than any other state in the United States.
Wow. It's outrageous. Even that much more than New York?
When you get into the highest tax bracket, California throws another 13% on you on a state tax. Obviously, they use that. I mean, for Hollywood, they obviously have a lot of millionaire/billionaires living in California.
So that's why he did not go the direction that John Heyman sort of erroneously reported yesterday.
No, that was arson.
John Heyman reported that Aaron Judge appears headed to the Giants. He had to get the story out so fast, he didn't spell Aaron right, and then also got the story wrong.
I do that all the time.
Do you?
Yeah, I misspell words all the time.
Yeah, but it's not in the
middle. I'm also not John Heyman.
I was going to say, it's not in the middle of breaking inaccurate news, right?
Yeah. Mike, how much do you think that had to do with he got information And then he was like, all right, I'm putting it out there. And then all of a sudden the Yankees were like, hey, we got to make a move.
Look, and this is, I've been to the winter meetings here in Texas, and they are, those reporters are working very hard, talking to agents, and I say even lower agents, kind of the agents under a Scott Boras or under a, you know, a bigger agent, where they're trying to get as much information as possible to break this news, because you do want to be Adrian Wojnarowski. You do want to be Sham Sharanian. I know that John Heyman works very hard, and there's a whole bunch of other writers that are working very hard to break the story first. And so he felt like he got good enough information that it was getting close to being done, and he wanted to be first. That's just the way it is. You know, ultimately he got it wrong, but I bet his information was pretty darn solid yesterday afternoon at that time.
And that's the tough thing, is you figure out with your source where it went wrong, decide trustworthiness going forward and all of that. But huge deal for Aaron Judge. And look, you couldn't have had a better season when you bet on yourself. Like, it is inconceivable that he could have done better, and he made a lot more money because of
without
it.
Without performance-enhancing drugs, nobody's done this before. So it was great for Aaron Judge. And I will say this, Derek. I think great for baseball. I do love this, and I think this means more in baseball than it does other sports. Now, football has it built in where you can't ever really be a free agent, so they have it built in where you can never leave your team that drafted you. But I do like when a player plays his career with that team. Albert Pujols is one of the greatest hitters of all time. I do think it would have been really cool if he would have been a Cardinal the whole time. I think it takes a hair away, not a lot, but it takes a hair away from your legacy when you start moving to a few different teams as your career progresses.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, that was one thing that I loved about Michael Young when he was here. It was like, this dude was a true Ranger the whole time. You know, hearing his story of never being in the playoffs for 10 straight years, of being there with the Rangers, and all of a sudden we finally go. It did suck to see him go play for another team. But though it's stories like that. Dirk, for example, that's one of my favorites. I mean, love the guy. He's been a great role model to me. Dude played 21 years here with the Mavericks. You're not going to see stuff like that, so I think that's huge to see Aaron Judge stay with the New York Yankees.
Well, in other big news locally.
Oh, Heaney.
Andrew Heaney does sign with the Texas Rangers. 2 years, $25 million. Supposedly, it can get up to $37 million. There's a little bit different reports on kind of the bonus structure.
Yeah, whether it's
in the
between
two-year.
30 to 37, basically. Yeah. Depending on the bonus structure, not bad.
Which is a lot for Andrew Heaney. I'm not crazy about this. I see him as the number 4-5 starting pitcher, and we're going to get a lot into the rotation.
Yes.
At what time, Kevin?
12:20.
At 12:20, we're going to get into the rotation a lot, where Heaney and Odorizzi are the back two guys in your rotation.
Right.
So the rotation is forming with DeGrom, Perez, Gray, Heaney, and Odorizzi. It's pretty much locked in. I think the Rangers are completely and totally done signing starting pitchers. They are done with that. Rangers – go ahead, Derek.
I was going to say, I do want to throw this in because I still want this out there. There's still a chance that the Rangers could get Rodon. It's a smaller chance now. It's probably down to like 25%, 30%, but there's still a chance.
And they could kick Odorizzi into the pen. Odorizzi did pitch in the pen last year for the Atlanta Braves.
You're not paying him much either.
Right. So, and you traded for him. You didn't sign him as a big free agent.
But you also want to have multiple starters too. Now, I'm not saying forget about the Rodon part. I'm saying the more starters you have, you don't know who's going to be healthy or not.
Right.
Injuries happen in spring training.
And what time?
That's the worst.
12:20. We'll
12:20. We're
going to
talk a lot about that. I don't want to give everything away and then have nothing for 12:20, Derek, okay?
Come on.
Here's the great news. The Rangers are way better than the Mavericks in lottery balls because the Rangers go from number 7 to number 4.
Woo!
The order of the draft now will be Pittsburgh, Washington Nationals, Detroit, and then Texas. It was, if there was no lottery, it was going to be Nationals, A's, Pirates, Reds. So the Rangers move into the top four. The A's go from 2 to 6. So if you want any type of conspiracy theory, they have no stadium. They're trying to move to Las Vegas.
Hold on. Are you starting this conspiracy theory?
And they're like, listen, they still get a high pick, but we're not giving them a top 5 pick. You guys move down to 6 until you can figure out your stadium situation. Rangers, you're figuring it out. You go from 7 to 4. The Minnesota Twins make a big jump. They made the biggest jump. They had a 0.9% chance of getting number 1, but they move all the way from about number 12 or 13 to number 5. So that was kind of your big draft lottery news right there.
I'm excited that they moved up. It's better to have a better asset. Do you feel like the excitement is as high, though, because people aren't like particularly familiar with who the players
for the most part? Everybody who was drafted last year, including Kumar Rocker, won't be in the major leagues until 2025 or 26. That's just the way it's going to go.
You never know. It can be fast-tracked.
It can be, but now that the Rangers do have a whole bunch of starting pitchers, it might not be that Kumar Rocker is going to pitch in the next 2 years in the major leagues. You might actually have to pitch at a very high level that's not called the SEC to get better. Ask Jack Leiter how that went.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Fun.
Coming up next, we will hear from Dallas Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy right here.
Yes!
On your home of the Cowboys and the Rangers. Appreciate that enthusiasm, Mike. 105.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.